Tagarong, Disc 9.
Chapter 27. Even though the night was warm and a full moon hung in the sky like a new gold coin, Valag felt sulky. He had always lit a campfire at night. Aoife crouched in the shelter of a broad beech tree, trying to ignore the ferret. Valag looked at the small heap of twigs he had gathered.
Night time's miserable when you don't have a fire.
Aoife was enjoying the bow beast's discomfort.
Well, go on then, you light a fire, but don't expect me to sit by it. I told you, those beasts in there ain't stupid. If they've got any good slayers or seasoned warriors, they'll be out searching for us right now. It makes sense, don't it? We probably killed two of theirs and wounded the big rabbit. If they're supposed to be the fighters Sawney Wrath reckoned them to be, they ain't going to let that go without striking back. You don't need no fire, not on a summer night like this. You're getting soft in your old age.
Valag stood slowly, stiff-necked. He clenched his paws.
Listen, Weasel, do you want to try me? See how soft I am, eh?
Shh! Show it!
Aoife cocked an ear, listening carefully to the sounds of the nighttime woodlands.
See? I told you.
He whispered.
I can hear him. Listen.
Valag tuned in his senses to the sounds amid the trees.
Aye, you're right. What'll we do?
He watched the slow, wicked smile spread across the weasel's face.
Sounds as if there's no more than three of them. Let's light the fire and hide nearby. We'll kill one and take the other two alive.
Dagrab sniffed the warm, dry air suspiciously.
I can smell fire, pine and dead beech twigs over yonder.
Groovin drew his sword, signalling the other two to arm themselves. They crept forward, Groovin whispering urgently.
Take no prisoners. Kill any beast who's by that fire.
Then he dropped back slightly, allowing Dagrab and Rohrbach to go unwittingly ahead of him. Stalking carefully between the trees, the two vermin reached the fire and waited until Groovin caught up. Dagrab turned as he appeared between them.
Chief, there's no beast there.
Groovin crouched down.
Take a look around.
Rohrbach blinked as he scanned the area beyond the flames.
Dagrab's right, Chief. There ain't no beast about.
Groovin laid his sword upon the grass. Placing a paw on each of their backs, he shoved them stumbling into the firelight.
Well, if there's no beast there, what are you scared of?
Both vermin gave a panicked squeak and turned to jump back out of the firelight. Aoife leaped from the shadows and whacked them flat with a long chunk of dead oak branch. Groovin reached for his sword, but it was not there. Valag's bow dropped over his head from behind and was pulled backward, choking Groovin as the sword point prodded at his spine. Valag marched him into the firelight.
Well, if it ain't Groovin Zan Juskazan, called to visit his old mates, isn't that nice? He brought Dagrab and Rohrbach along too. We're all one big happy family again, eh?